Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, good evening, and it's Mark.
Yes.
Mark, you do it.
Hello. It's the Overseas Connection podcast, episode 453, on December the 16th, 2017. And we are having a few issues tonight, so I apologise for that. Greg is stuck in traffic, and Kim's computer decided to just take a dump and shit the bed, really. So Robin has kindly jumped on to help out. Until we get Uncle Greggles back in. So, at the moment, it's just... hang on, let me get this
just cue. Just the two of us.
Oh, that's an advert. Do the adverts, yeah.
Yeah, just the two of us, Mark.
Yeah, just the two of us. So, how are you doing, Robin?
Well, I'm doing really good, actually. Absolutely spot on. This is the Overseas Connection. We are a video gaming podcast for our community. We usually go out at 11 o'clock in the UK and 3 p.m. in the West Coast, 6 p.m. in the East Coast, and 7 a.m. in Bali, Indonesia. You can get us on twitch.tv/OC podcast, on Mixer, on YouTube, and pretty much everywhere. I'm doing great. And do you know why I'm doing great? Because my son was 12 years old today.
Yes, he was.
We've had a cracking day. Really, really good day from getting up in the morning to playing them that silly... It's sort of tradition in here that we have this... we go to Spotify and play the Happy Birthday, Dear Charlie music. You can get it in anybody's name. And we wake our kids up with that song every morning. We have done that for all their lives probably, and we do it with all of them. It's very embarrassing getting now. So for his birthday, he got a graphics tablet because he's all into making his own animated cartoons.
Yeah.
And he's been doing it with mouse. So he wanted this here. It's a Wacom graphics tablet, so he's all chuffed with that. And this afternoon we were go-karting. And yes, my last time I was there, Joshua, my elder son, beat me for the first time. But I'll fat dad. Did it, got the fastest time today again.
Nice.
Anyway, so we were karting this evening, and then we had friends over for dinner. We had ice cream cake for birthday cake, and I was just sitting back relaxing with a what was my favorite whiskey called? Feckin' whiskey, yeah, that I've got this week. and I just seen the messages started to pop up on WhatsApp going, ew, and Kim's computer went Microsoft, oh no,
yeah,
and canned it again. So, I was playing some Forza, actually, having a relaxing evening. Thought, well, I'll jump on it and see if it can help out and stuff.
Excellent.
And so, what about you?
Yeah, pretty steady week. Started winding down, ready for Christmas, I think. We've got the Christmas stuff up at long last. You can see behind me the tree there and the lights behind the window and everything. And Jenny's been busy putting the tree up this year. It's normally my job, and it's a ball ache for me. I don't like it, but Jenny's done it, and she's done a really
doing
good
that,
job.
Are you able to do that?
Well, put the tree up.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just being able to be at home for Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you know, a friend of mine there, I was looking on Facebook, a guy that I used to knock about with when I was 18 or 19, and he married another friend of mine, and they're about the same age as me, but just a few months, no, not even a few months, a month and a half ago, she's been diagnosed with cancer. And she's gone to an operation and chemotherapy and blah, blah, blah. And he's been unbelievably positive, and she's been unbelievably positive to say, look, you know, enjoy, seize the day, seize the moment. You know, this could be your last Christmas. This could be your last day. So live every day like it is the last. And you know, fair play to them for being positive.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of other people being positive, our friend Dorian, Parsnip Nose, good GF4TE man, is now in the UK. He is no longer in America. He has taken the big and mighty step and has came back to Windsor, to Fraser's old stomping grounds, and is starting again in the UK. I think his family has welcomed him with open arms. And now that he's that a little bit closer, I'm sure you as well, the chances of us meeting Dorian over the next 12 months are probably pretty high.
Yeah, he's going up to stay with Smurf, Dave Avery, for a week, and he lives in Doncaster, which is very near me. I think it's just in the new year, so
oh, wow.
I'm going to arrange to go over and meet the guys over there. So
goodness
it's not
me.
Too far for us to go.
Let's hope it's not an anti-climax among our guys.
No, he keeps saying, I'm in the track chat group with him, and he keeps saying that it's weird them him being in the same time zone.
Oh, yeah, for posts and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, that's brilliant. So, as far as me getting wound up for work is concerned, I don't know. I'm flat out.
Yeah, you've taken that big job, haven't you?
At the moment.
Yeah,
and we go in to rebuild this shop on Tuesday morning. My builders and sprayers are in over the weekend spraying ceilings and stuff, and then the big push for us comes on Tuesday morning about 7 a.m.
Yeah,
and I hope if all goes well and things fit and I've taken my measurements correctly, I should be finished Wednesday evening, and hopefully I can sort of slope off into the ether at that point, until if push comes to the shove, it might a couple of hours, but that should be me until the next year. So looking forward to a break.
Yeah,
looking forward to Christmas this year. So
it's silly season at where I work. For those who don't know, I work for the NHS, work for the ambulance service, but not on the front line. I work in the fleet department, repairing them. And the pressure they are under at the moment on the emergency side, I really feel for them. They're not getting the meal breaks till about 6 or 7 hours into a shift. They're getting absolutely hammered non-stop. We're under pressure because as soon as a vehicle has a fault, we've got to be fixing it instantly because there's no spare vehicles, there's extra crews on. The demand is unbelievable.
I've noticed just how many ambulances there are. Now, I mean, I think the police over here have said there's been an unprecedented amount of car accidents over the last couple of weeks because of the snow, and over the last few days, black ice has been terrible. Just the road looks black and perfect, and it's just like glass.
Yeah.
I know I have one of my sister-in-laws works in the hospital, and A&E are absolutely full of people with broken wrists and broken legs slipping on the ice because it's been so the snow we had.
Oh, are you still there, Robin?
There's still ice around my house. Yeah.
I'm just adding Greg to the call.
The ice is still sort of thick on the ground in places.
Yeah.
And pretty treacherous, but it's getting mild. It's getting milder now.
Yeah,
I suppose.
At the beginning of the week, we had a lot of black ice, so that was obviously causing a lot of issues for vehicle travelling to work in the morning and pedestrians slipping and falling and breaking bones in their body. So it's been a really busy week. But one more week left. Normal week though for me, work wise. Just finish at normal 7 o'clock Friday night, and then that is it until Wednesday. I've got to work between Christmas and New Year this year, so I've no holidays left. I've used them all up.
But
I normally do take it off, but it's not too bad. They're letting me work days that week, so
good enough atmosphere about the place, good enough atmosphere.
Yeah.
What does it mean? I know we have one more show, and we'll get another show in before Santa Claus comes. But I mean, what is your routine on Christmas Day? I mean, are you early risers, or is that finished now?
No, it's all finished now. It's all changed. When you've got young kids, it's all about them, and it's up early Christmas Day morning. But now mine's grown up, and he's got his own little kid, and that he's not even going to be here Christmas Day this year. He's going to be at his girlfriend's, and he's got his daughter on Boxing Day. So it's just going to be a quiet Christmas morning with me and Jenny. We'll probably stay up late-ish New Year's Eve together. My mum's coming up for dinner Christmas Day, so it'll just be a quiet affair. But everyone's coming to us on Boxing Day. So everything's shifted from everyone coming to us Christmas Day when we had the kids to everyone coming to us Boxing Day. So it's all good.
Yeah, we're the opposite. We have, I think, 25, 26 here on Christmas Day, and then Boxing Day we try to just keep that to ourselves.
Yeah.
We try just to chill.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt.
I was just we're chatting away without you, were you, Greg?
Yeah, I know. You have 25 people at your house?
Yeah.
I wouldn't fit 25 people in my house.
That. No. That is not happening. No.
But see, Greg, see, the thing is, that's like a normal Saturday evening for us. I mean, we all of the nephews and nieces. Let me see. Let's count. on the fingers.
No, Jillian. No, I get it. No, I get Jillian, it. I have extended Valerie, family. I get that. Yeah. I have nieces and nephews, but I don't want them at my house.
But they come to my house pretty much every weekend.
Don't open the door, Robin. You need to change this routine.
We have an open house. So, I mean, we socialized together. We were all out at another friend's house for dinner last night. And then they've all came for Charlie's party tonight. They were all here last week and the week before. And we get next Saturday off. But then they're all here for Christmas Day. So that's cool. So we'll be, turkeying up. Now, somebody will bring some dessert and somebody might make the starter. And
wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. This is opening up a whole thing. By the way,
hello,
hi,
Greg.
Guys.
Hi, Greg.
Thanks,
Greg,
Robin. Robin, yeah. Thank you for jumping on because I know you were not planning on being on tonight.
Well, I'm not. I'm actually on my phone at the moment. I'm not outside McDonald's. I'm sitting here playing Forza. And I started to see the WhatsApp messages flying through and thought, oh, frig, and fire a wee message off to Mark to say, I need a bit of help. So, I sort of kind of jumped on there, and here we are. This is why it's such a lovely family podcast. So we all help each other out.
Yeah.
Well, much appreciated. I know Kim apparently had trouble with her computer. this was like a cascade of calamities today. And by the way, to everybody driving in and around the Sacramento area, fuck you. Get off the road and get out of my goddamn way. I got more to say.
People can't drive. Do you know what? See, I drive a lot. Okay, so I drive for a living, right? Monday to Friday. I hate.
You hear?
Because people get on the road that shouldn't be.
Yep.
Is that his phone? Is that his phone censoring him?
Put some rain or snow or ice in there as well. Oh my goodness! Or the sun shining brightly in the sky.
Yeah. Sadly, in California, the only thing that takes traffic to back up is a little bit of rain. And people freak out. They do not know how to drive in the rain, which, I know for you guys, seemingly would be
a smidgen of snow.
A normal day. Yeah.
A smidgen of snow and traffic stops here. But, rain we're used to. We can handle rain. So
Robin's connection just failed him.
Yeah. Unless he's going on his computer. But welcome to the podcast, Greg. You finally made it.
Yes. Yeah. No. It was frustrating. I was pretty much pulling the hair out of my head. Should not have taken me as long as it took me to get home. But are you going to do? What are you going to do? And Mark.
Home. Yes.
Cheers.
Here we are.
Yeah. Cheers. Look, I'm actually first time in a year. I'm drinking alcohol.
What are you drinking?
More. Baileys.
Christmas. It is Christmas
Day. Baileys,
Officially Baileys.
There's not many drinks I like, but I like Baileys and I like amaretto.
Do you like eggnog?
I've never had it. I've never sounded it. I've never liked
You've
the
never had eggnog?
I've never liked the sound of it.
Yeah.
You should try eggnog and put a little brandy in it.
Right.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine who makes it with a wee drop of whiskey in it as well, and it's more like Bailey's than anything, that consistency.
I like Avocar. Yeah, like yellow stuff.
Yeah.
We used to call it custard.
Custard.
My sister, when she was about 12 years old, my sister once sneaked a bottle of that. It was a Christmas time. She sneaked a bottle of it out of a cupboard and went to the back of the sofa, drunk a full bottle, and she was absolutely paralytic. Yeah. She went to bed and she was projectile vomit right into the ceiling.
No.
All the way from the bed, all the way and splattered the ceiling. It was like something out of The Exorcist. All I was waiting for was her head to start spinning around. It was awful.
I've been talking about this
stuff
with these guys. So I was with a customer of mine through the week, and I got a bottle of this locally brewed from a brewery I didn't know exist from a beautiful little coastal village called Portaferry. So if you look at the map of northern Mexico on their...
Give me one second.
You keep going off, Robin.
Oh. Hello, you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's about, this little peninsula is about 30 or 40 miles long, and at the very tip of it, a little place called Porto Ferry. Anyway, yeah. And I got this bottle of stuff called, it's called Feckin, and it's a vanilla and spice whiskey, and the closest Ooh. Thing, the closest things I can say, it's like a really, really thick and creamy Morgan's spiced, and I'm sure you could drink it with Coke.
Yeah, I love vanilla flavor stuff.
This,
yeah.
But this just goes down just like velvet, and it's dangerous stuff. I find myself through the day going, I wonder how I could have a little glass of that now. Now, I haven't been, but I had a lovely three fingers there tonight, and I'm very tempted to go and have it again, but that's dangerous when podcasting.
But yeah,
indeed.
Another nice holiday drink to add on to this. We're just going to talk about booze, apparently.
Sounds good to me.
I'm liking it. Hi, Kim, by the way.
Yes, Kim is on the podcast.
We're all finally here.
Yeah. I'm just trying to set the cameras up, people.
No worries. But if you take a nice hot apple cider and then add either a spiced rum or a brandy, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay for that.
Yeah, I like this stuff. To live into excess, there was mince pies tonight with almond flakes over the top of them, which were a bit different. And the ice cream cake, Judith went to this ice cream parlor, like a Cold Stone place, Greg. Yeah, and they made ice cream cakes. So Charlie, not a cake fan, but for his birthday cakes, we got a Christmas log, but all made out of different types of ice cream, handmade. So we had that for birthday cake today. So it's been all just that time of year when all this beautiful, rich, gorgeous, fattening. But lovely food is here, and you just at some certain point you go, "What the hell?"
I do feel bad for people that are born in the month of December, because I very much feel like they get shortchanged a little bit on their birthdays.
Yeah,
they just do. They do. It happens, especially as you get older, you're even more screwed.
This'll do you for your birthday and for Christmas, sort of thing. Yeah, we try to not do that with Charlie, you know, and his aunts and uncles try to make an exception of that as well. But yeah, 16th of December. What do you do? What were we doing, Judith and I, to do that? You know, how did we not work that one out? I don't know.
Well, sometimes you don't have a choice in that matter.
Yeah. Okay, so look, today, I mentioned before I was having some problems to get it back to gaming, or to start gaming, with my Nintendo Switch. I had some issues that my dock
had.
Well, my little dock, there's a little charge light that comes on in the bottom left-hand corner. And it was started to flash. And it meant when you put the thing into the dock, it stopped charging. But also the dock was the thing that controls it to fire it up onto the big screen. And that stopped as well. So, and I've been searching around the internet trying to work out, you know, how any other people had this problem. And a few people seemed to have the problem, but very few. So I ended up phoning Nintendo support today and spoke to a very handy guy. And they've sent me a returns thing for the dock. And they're going to send it away and either fix it or replace it, which is... which is perfect. Good enough service, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So,
have you listened to this week's Boss Wave, Robin?
No.
Because Chris has got a problem on his Switch, which isn't a fault as such, but it's the way he's been turning it on and off. It's damaged one of the pins on the Joy-Cons. So that's something you could do a listening and watching out for. Because once a pin wears out, then the Joy-Con just pops off whenever it wants.
Oh.
So
that's not good.
I don't generally take the Joy-Cons off.
He holds it at a certain angle to press a power button, but then it's been putting pressure on this pin or something.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, do you know what's going to happen then? There's going to be a second generation of these out before you know it.
Yeah.
And they have these sorts of problems. Kim.
Yes. Yes.
You've been watering the animals.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And is it cold? Why do you have to water the animals, or is that just a normal thing you do every day anyway?
Oh, yeah, Yeah, that's a normal thing. Well, generally,
wait. Are you watering the animals or giving them water?
Giving them water.
Instead, don't you water plants?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah. Okay. We knock over cats. Yeah.
You know. True. Yeah. Fair enough.
And shoot raccoons.
That's pretty normal. That's pretty normal. Yeah. And you got your leak patched up, Kim?
Yes, the leak is patched up. The water is off at the old house. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that isn't happening.
Good stuff. Good. Mm-hmm. Greg, I have to ask you as well. We're watching on the news that the wildfires are now around Santa Monica and it looks pretty bad. I know you're a long, long, long way from Los Angeles. You're nowhere near Los Angeles whatsoever. but are you getting any of the smoke, or is it, because it seems to be like, was it 30,000 square miles? Some crazy figures of burning.
Yeah, no. So, the fires are completely distant from us. I mean, we're not affected at all by the fires. However, on Monday, I fly down to Los Angeles to go to Disneyland. So we will, in fact, encounter the smoke from the fires, probably. The air quality won't be the greatest. But, I mean, we're going to Disneyland, so we just got to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks really bad. I see is it Ubisoft have if you go to the Ubisoft website right now, you can buy a nice T-shirt in support of people that have lost their homes that don't have the money in the rich part of it.
I
think it has like the Assassin's Creed Astergo logo or something on it, and some comment about the fire and all money goes towards that. So
it's awful to hear about these disasters and stuff, but it's also heartwarming when people who you wouldn't expect, or just people in general, get together and just rally around and support people and raise money. It's just such a nice thing to do. I think it's really good.
No, very true. Very true.
Yeah, we're
not shows,
bad.
It shows the good side of humanity.
Yes, it does, yeah. Sure. There's a lot of bad, and usually the news reports the bad side, so it's nice to hear the good side for once. So, yeah.
Indeed.
So what have you been up to, Kim, this week?
What not a whole heck of a lot. Yeah. We've been moving some stuff over from the old house and, cleaning, and that's about it. We're trying to get my dad's bedroom all set up now so he can quit sleeping in the recliner. You know.
Good. Okay, so shall we talk some games?
Sure.
Yeah, Robin, since you started the show, I'm letting you run the show because, I was tardy and I'm not. it's your show to run, man.
I think Mark was about to start a one-man show.
I nearly went solo, when Robin says, do you want any help? I'm like, yes. So I started panicking.
Shall we play a game?
Yeah, here we go with SoundClick.
Real quickly,
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
Go on, real quick. Go on. What was it, Greg?
I was just going to give a shout out to PoolGuy39, who's now following us on Twitch, as well as Private Pilchard.
Pilchard. I wonder who that could be. I wonder who's just recently come back on Xbox.
Yes, I see that. He made me a friend again.
I got a friend alert again.
Did he go?
I don't know, because when you friend someone, you basically follow them, so you don't really know when they turn off. And he's come back again, so I didn't even know he'd gone off Xbox. I've just thought he'd been hiding offline all this time and just like withering away somewhere. But it's glad to see him back.
Yep. So, yes. Yep. Always like a bit of pilch.
Yeah. Who wants to go first on games? Greg, you've got the longest list.
I'll go first. Yeah. I'm totally good with it. So Wolfenstein 2, jump back into that. Been playing that. And that game it really does look great. I'm still not crazy about the gameplay just because it does feel very samey to the previous Wolfenstein, the New Blood and the Old Blood. So I was really kind of hoping they might do a little more switching up on that. But overall, it's still a really fun game. I'm at a part that is I'm on a train or accessing a train and trying to make my way through it. And I've got myself into a spot where the autosave I'm probably going to have to revert to one of the previous saves because it has me basically autosave right as I'm getting shot up and killed by a bad guy. And every time the game loads me back up, I'm starting out getting shot by the guy. So it's a bad loop. But
I've heard a lot of people say the difficulty is quite hard as well, even on the one above easy. A lot of people having to drop it down to the one with the baby bonnet and the dummy. What difficulty level are you trying it on?
I take offense to that level, so I can't do
that. No,
it's that's what I played on the other two games, so I don't care.
I might drop it. Yeah. I'm okay with it.
So it is difficult then?
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing about Wolfenstein 2, I like the story. I like the gameplay.
It looks gorgeous. We've got it on the stream now, and it does look really good.
To do the Xbox X's horns, but I mean, man, game shines on the X. It really does.
I haven't got back to it this week because of one game, but well, what do you do?
Save that for later.
We'll save that to the end. I will get back to it.
Play more Wildlands, and I'm actually really excited to jump back into it now because they announced a limited time Predator mission.
Yeah, I've put that in the news actually. Yep. Yeah. Is that actually live now then, Greg?
It is. Yeah. It's cool. December 14th, and it goes to the first week, I believe, of January.
Right. I need to get on this then.
Yep.
I don't know how you access it, but my understanding is it's going to be kind of like a complete separate mission that actually has you taking the role of the characters from the movie Predator. So it's not going to be your normal characters, which is kind of – I really kind of wish they had found a way to – and I actually heard this on another podcast, so I'm stealing a little bit from the Giant Beast cast. But I wish they had found a way to work the Predator into the main game. And so just as randomly in the game, suddenly you just see this thing up in the corner, you know, the silhouette or something. And, and you know, it constantly – the ticking sound, that kind of thing. But even still, I'm excited to play this and check that out. Ghost Recon Wildlands, it really has won me over, and I was very much not a proponent of this game when it first came out.
Yeah, do you know what else has done that? Rainbow Six Siege, when that first came out, we got a lot of bad press, no one really wanted to take a plunge, and when we did, we loved it. So, there was a free weekend about a month ago, wasn't there, on Ghost Recon Wildlands? And actually downloaded it and played some of it for the weekend. And I really enjoyed what I saw. So I'm looking forward to getting into this.
Yeah, it's quite it's expensive. It's not cheap at the moment.
Greg got it. Half price, 25?
The Black Friday sale,
Yeah, problem being too many games. And I want it. No, because I love the sound of the Predator.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Aliens. But there you go.
I would also like to say Ghost Recon Wildlands, probably the best helicopter controls I've ever experienced in a game that has helicopters.
Right, okay.
They are pretty good.
Friendly, comparatively speaking, to, say, Battlefield, which I could not control that helicopter to save my life. Here, you feel rather competent with the helicopter. It controls pretty straightforward, the way you would expect it to.
Mm.
I dabbled a little bit in Sea of Thieves. I just played it solo, mind you. It was probably like midnight, and I was like, you know what? I need to check out Sea of Thieves. I knew the beta was live again, so I fired it up and I jumped in just solo. Wandered around the little main island.
One initial first question before you go into it: what did you think of the water effects?
Best water effects I have ever seen in a game.
When me, Robin, and Nicole played, all we kept saying was, oh my god, look at the water, look at the water. It was so unreal.
It's fantastic, yes.
Yeah. Now, you had options that weren't available when we were playing, so now what has been introduced is you've probably got you've got a choice to get a smaller boat.
Yeah, so that was the funny thing. So they give you a choice of when you fire up the beta of solo, I think it's two-player co-op, and then there's like four-player. So it gives you kind of the run of a full team, a partial team, or just solo. And I went with solo because I figured, you know what, I'm on my own, obviously, and I didn't care to jump up someone random because I wasn't going to be talking to anybody at the time. So I came in solo, and I was expecting to have a small ship at my, you know, at my use that was going to be equivalent to like a little dinghy, a little slough that I could cruise around to operate. Instead, I found a ship that I'm pretty sure is meant for four people.
Yeah.
It had the mainsail, it had the cannons on it, it had the anchor and the steering. But I managed to set sail. I guided my ship out to, I think it was Whisper Cove, I think it was the place I found. And as I was coming up to Whisper Cove, I was mindful, you know, I got to slow myself down a little bit. So I was trying to pull the sails back down, which I did a little bit too late. The ship ran aground into the rocks. And I didn't think anything of it. And I jumped off the ship and I went onto the island and I turned around and I looked back and my ship had sunk. So then I cruised around the island, ran into a few skeletons.
Did you solve any puzzles?
No.
With the treasure map thing? Yeah.
No, I just was kind of exploring to see what I could see. Now, the skeletons were hard.
Oh, right. I was going to ask you that. When we played it, the skeletons were rock hard. They never missed. They were accurate and they took some killing. Have they not changed them? I'm hoping they're going to change and dumb them down a bit for the full release.
I think you need to block. And I learned that late.
Yeah. I didn't know you could block.
What I think of it, you think of Sea of Thieves, there's a bit of Minecraft in it. You know, those skeletons and the monsters that live, the NPCs in the world, and you've got the map thing where you go around to look for treasure map in Minecraft, but then also you mash it together with PUBG, and it has that magical gameplay that PUBG has as well. Now, whether or not it takes off as well, because you're not really shooting people in the head. But the adventuring with a group of people is that same, that you get that same feeling that I've had this week with Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
It seems to me the co-op and adventuring is a little more intricate in Sea of Thieves than it is in PUBG. Like PUBG to me is like you can group up and you can kind of get away with not really talking, not really well, but I mean, you can tag along, whereas in Sea of Thieves, it seems like there's a lot of times where you're really going to be required to communicate and try and get some points across to somebody else in terms of what you want to do and what they want to do. But, you know, that shouldn't just detract anybody from at least wanting to check out and give it a second look or a third look if you haven't, if you've already seen it initially.
There's nothing like it. I mean, if you take it, you know, a bit of Minecraft, a bit of PUBG, a bit of Assassin's Creed Black Flag with the shippy stuff, cartoony stuff, like a bit of, or almost Borderlands with all the loot and bits and pieces. You know, it is a lot of really cool things, and it's going to be very interesting to see if the gaming community picks up on it and really gets into it. So,
and you know what I also found kind of interesting, because the game itself is very cartoonish in terms of its characters and its visual representation. However, the ship mechanics are very sim-like in terms of how the ship handles, how, you know, what you have to do to get the ship to work. Yeah. You know, these are all things that kind of translate over to the real world.
Yeah.
So much so, like,
have you been sailing many galleons, Greg?
But I've been in sailboats. I've been in little dinghies. I've done this.
The one with the swan with the pedals on it, it doesn't really count, Greg.
True.
What we did when we played is we had one of us steering, a couple of us running around doing the sails, dropping them and altering the angle, and then someone else right at the front or in the crow's nest guiding. And then the two who did the sails also teamed up and did the anchor, raised the anchor and dropped it again.
Loaded cannons.
Yeah, and cannons, getting all the cannons ready, yeah.
The thing that really surprised me was dropping the anchor, because I got a second ship that I was bound to determine not to run aground. And so I was sailing along and I dropped anchor, And I was, you know, just coming into the shoreline. But as soon as that anchor dropped, it was a couple seconds delay, like, you know, the time it was taking the anchor to come down to the bottom. And suddenly it bit, and the whole thing kind of lurches a little bit. And I was like, that is just impressive.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Very cool. Cool stuff.
So we have there's a release date now for that, which is sometime in March. Am I right to say that?
March. So I'm surprised to see it's a full $60 game. That surprised me.
Because initially, they were giving the impression it might have even been a free-to-play, didn't they?
Right. Yeah, I
kind of thought that. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember whether I bought into the early access or not, but maybe not. Maybe it was just part of the Insider program always.
Well, they offered an early access for this. But to me, this is a game that could have gone that route, and I think it may have been received even better had it gone that route. I'm leery now for this game. It's a success being at a $60 price tag and being so, you know, so focused on multiplayer and cooperative multiplayer.
Well, I mean, the PUBG, you take that PUBG model at 20 quid or 25 quid.
Yeah.
That seems like a really good price point, and build a platform.
Agree.
And I think probably there's even more scope. Apart, you know, where you've got PUBG's new maps and maybe, I don't know, a new vehicle or something like that there. But you think that the world and Sea of Thieves could be so much bigger and more expansive, and, you know, you do even more stuff and bigger, not just tiny little islands, but, you know, bigger land masses. And anyway, we'll see.
We shall see. We shall definitely see. It was good. And then the last game that I played on my list that we definitely need to be talking about.
Yeah, let's get straight into it, yeah.
PUBG. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
PUBG for life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I suppose the first things to talk about are the differences between PC and Xbox, and then the differences between Xbox and X. So, you know, at the beginning, the first couple of days, people were saying, you know, the PC version, no real comparison, the PC version so much better, inventory, going through your inventory so much better. My thoughts on that are I didn't really play the PC version, so I have no real frame of comparison there.
Right.
So I couldn't be that critical over that part of it. And they're probably absolutely right, but it didn't really take away from the fun that I had with it. The other side of the sin is the difference that you guys are having with the standard Xbox against the Xbox One X.
Yeah.
Things like draw distances and pop-in.
Frame rate.
You know, it just, there does seem to be a big, big difference. Like when you're parachuting in from the plane, we can spot where we're going to and spot the little houses and level of detail.
Yeah, and it's much sooner. It's not just parachuting down as well, it's actually in the game. I know Smurf's on an Xbox One X, and you guys are, and you kept saying, oh, there's a guy running so-and-so, 230 degrees, and I'm looking and I can't see him. And then eventually it'll pop in. So it is a bit of a problem at the moment. And I've obviously played it on PC. I've talked about it quite a lot. Not as much as Fraser, but... And it is a way inferior looking game and playing game than it is on the PC. But the PC's had nearly a year to get to this point. The PC version was crap.
Yeah,
like this, it used to run like crap. It used to crash all the time. It was framey. But now it's running nice, and this is going to be happening with the Xbox version because it's in-game preview. It's not a full release.
Yeah,
so people need to bear with it. Give them time to get it sorted. I was really happy because on day one they did a server update to improve things. So they are working on this. I'm not just trying to just make money for nothing.
I'm amazed, actually, at how well it is running. Yes, there's been the odd crash to dashboard, but you're not... But if you log back in, you can recover your guy generally within a minute or so. But considering how many people have hit this, it's running pretty well.
The main thing with this game is you still get that excitement, that tension, that rush.
Let's get to that.
And that is the main thing you want, and it delivers it.
Goodness me, the fun that I have had this week. And the beauty about it is every time you bail out of that plane, whether you bail out at the way we do it, we choose a spot, there's four of us, we go, and if it's like me, idiot, accidentally pressing the jump out button too soon or too late, or we have Stan Fraser's son playing with us and he wants to dive us into the most deadly part of the map.
He likes going to the hot spots, yeah.
But every single drop, it is like a completely different adventure that we're going to have. We don't know where we're going to end up, and we're going to end up in a really bad position and a good position. Another horde of baddies going to come and get us? Or are we going to, you know, strive and get to the middle of the circle and find great weapons? Now, that's brilliant. It's just class, because every game I've had has been, the outcomes generally have been the same. Dead. It's like really dangerous orienteering. I've been saying all week. Really deep, like orienteering with Boy Scouts. I can understand there. That's what Fraser's into, and that's why he likes it so much. But generally, he doesn't. He comes home with his Boy Scouts. When we're playing this here, generally it's orienteering with death at the end.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's funny. It's good, and a really strange sort of outcome of that is, if you're in a game will maybe take, what, 10, 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
If you're getting to the last few. And if there's one of us or two of us are killed within the first 5 minutes, we quite happily view and watch the other guys.
It was funny because I was thinking last night how funny it is when you're dead and you're spectating, how more involved you become. Oh, he's on your left, go forward, do this,
right,
do that.
Right.
And you're giving instructions out, and sometimes I'm wondering if a person who's left playing is thinking, shut the fuck up, I'm going to play it.
what other game would you wait 10 minutes watching?
No, you wouldn't, would you? No.
Yeah. That's a very unique,
I suppose deep down you're just hoping that your teammate's going to get you that chicken dinner. So.
Right. Well, that is part of it, though, because, you know, still, even in death, you still could potentially win if your team wins when you're playing on teams. You know, one for all for one. So there is that aspect of it.
So when you finish a round, you are awarded some points. And with these points, you open crates. Hey!
No.
So the first crate is about 700 credits. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
If you're down the ranks, you're getting 50 to 100 credits per game. If you win a chicken dinner, it's about 1,000, something like that. So, and I think the second crate is about 1,400. Anyway, the first crate you get, it's a random selection. We're gambling with crates here, but there's no real money involved at this stage anyway. So I open my first crate, and I get this really groovy baseball cap. So
yes, you did.
Greg,
we're all jealous of your hat.
What did you get?
I got a pair of brown shoes.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Mark, what did you get?
I got a really nice T-shirt. Thank you very much.
No. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's the gayest hairdresser's skin tight T-shirt with a little ruffled neck and cut-off arms.
It looks like something my grandmother's knitted. Yeah. Yeah. And it's a nice pink colour. But I wear it in honour of Greg.
And I'm pretty sure it is a woman's blouse because I've seen these before. Because it's like a turtleneck. It's like a turtleneck, but it's like meant to be worn under like a little blazer or something. And it's sleeveless and it's a little turtleneck.
You just need some pearls.
You could not look any gayer. Put a little eyeshadow and pearls on, Mark.
Yeah, I'm trying to find. I did do some footage recording, but I cannot find it on my PC. I'm trying to find some, but yeah. Yeah, I think it looks quite fetching, really.
Yeah, I did, however, I did open a second loot crate. I did get another loot crate this past week, and so I opened that up. And I was super excited because I was thinking that, you know, we had talked, Mark, that, you know, usually the rewards are a little bit better once you start getting deeper into the week's loot crates.
Yeah,
and I got a pair of gray pants.
they
go with your brown shoes.
Yeah, stand out so well. They really are. So, for me, maybe it's because I'm still a noob, but when I pick up a gun and a vest, bulletproof vest and a helmet. And I'm pretty happy with that. This it seems to be a rush to find new loot, but I'm quite happy to get my first batch of guns, and if they're half decent, I'm not that fussed. I just want to get to the circle, you know. But yeah, maybe. But Fraser says that everything counts, so everything has some sort of armor ability.
Yeah, the thing.
So, oh yeah,
once you get a good weapon, once you get a good weapon, you're pretty well set. I have come to a conclusion. I think the best combination is having something long range and something short range. Something that for close quarters, like a shotgun, and then something long range, you know, or medium range, is the best combination of weapons to have.
I panic. What's going on?
However, in terms of the armor, I'm always looking for a level 2 or level 3 helmet vest. Because those do add extra protection.
If you don't have a helmet on, a headshot is an instant kill. If you've got a helmet on, it'll damage you, but it won't kill you. It gives you an extra chance. And if you've got a level 1 helmet, what you'll find is if you get a headshot, your helmet will ping off, which has happened to me on the PC version. I was in the front of a car, Fraser was in the back, and all of a sudden Fraser went, wow, and someone shot me and my helmet pinged off, but I didn't die from it. But if you look in your inventory, you can see each of your armour, as it takes damage, it gets a red line going up. And then obviously once that's gone fully red, it's no good. But it does make a big difference to how many hits you can take.
Right.
Absolutely, okay. Yeah.
So downsides with for me is, okay, yes, there's odd crash. Yeah. And the inventory bit is a bit clunky. When you're flicking, so you've got.
I want to take exception to this.
I don't think it's that bad.
It is different from what we're used to on console for sure, because it's detailed. It's more RPG like, and I think part of the issue is because of this game that the tension level. When you go into your inventory screen, you're vulnerable. So there's a real sense of panic, or I need to get through this quickly. And because it's a new inventory system that we're not used to seeing on console, that it feels clunkier than it probably is.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to get through it just fine.
Yeah. I'm starting to get fast with it. Because, I mean, some of the buttons do multiple things. Like you hold X to reload the gun and stuff like that there. Y, if you hold it does different stuff. So it's a learning process. And a lot of the guys were just comparing it to PC. And I don't think you really can. Because
And I get people are like, oh, well, PC, you have a mouse. It makes it so much easier. Yes, it does. Obviously, when you have a mouse and you can point to stuff on a screen, it makes it far easier. And in fact, I would say PC users, take this. You're actually not as good at shooters because a mouse makes it way easier to be good at shooting.
The gauntlet's been thrown.
Because there's no crossplay, everyone's on the same playing field. So it's fair anyway.
Yeah, and apart from you've got differences between the standard Xbox and the Xbox One X.
But something we should address real quickly.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, because I think there's a couple weird advantages that the one advantage that the actual Xbox, the vanilla version, gets over the X.
What?
Excuse me. And that is because there's a lot of texture pop in and or lower detail. I saw an article talking about the fact that on the vanilla X, there's times where the grass doesn't necessarily fill in.
So you can see people laying down.
You can see people laying down better than you can on the X because the X fills the grass in properly.
All right. Okay.
So
that's getting very pro. Some FYIs, we've heard that if you go into your settings and broadcast settings and switch off the auto record.
Yes.
So where you do the Xbox record that thing, if you switch that up, because your Xbox is using up memory all of the time recording stuff in the background. Whether this is true or not, well, Mark, you said
yes,
it too.
Yes, I can vouch for this. I turn mine off because I'm lucky I can use my PC to record any footage if I want to. And it has made a difference. It does run smoother. I have got a FPS increase when there's more going on the screen.
I switched it off the other night and I switched it back on again.
I don't think it'll affect you on the X. It's just for us poor people.
The other thing, not as much, at least.
The other thing that some people are saying is if you actually install the game on the
The internal hard drive to the external. Yeah, Fraser mentioned it last night. I've not tried that yet. I'm going to try that. Because I have got a couple of games, and I don't know if it's psychological in your head when you think, oh, yeah, it's running better now. But Halo 5, for me, is one of them, and there's a couple of others. Once I've put them on the internal drive, they do seem to not stutter as much in certain areas when they're loading in. Which is silly, because when you think about it... Yeah, when you hear people talking about it, they say the external drive is faster than the internal drive.
Faster bus. In fact, I want to say I heard an interview with Albert Pinella, and he was actually saying that install to an external drive if you can, because that will actually run faster because it's using the USB 3.0 connection.
Yeah, which is faster than SATA.
And your external drive likely is going to be as fast, if not faster, than the internal drive.
I wonder if consoles of the future will use this new NVMe SSD. Have you seen them? They don't actually go through a SATA connection. They plug straight into the motherboard. The NVMe hard drives, Adrian's got one, and they are lightning fast. They are superb.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, sort of a bit of foreshadowing with the news.
Yeah.
I mean, PUBG has...
Yeah, you just ruined all my news, guys.
it's shifted over 1 million copies on Xbox One.
In 48 hours.
Within 48 hours of launch. So, I mean, that is... wow. You know... That's up there, you know.
I mean, let's face it. It's continued to show the same success it had on PC.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not slowing down, and it's not, you know, for all the negativity that we saw with the launch of the Xbox version because of the lower frame rates and the stuttering, that kind of thing. It seems to be doing just fine.
Yeah.
So okay, well that's cool. Now, Mark, you were also doing some old man stuff.
Yeah,
widely about playing a game this week called Cuphead.
Yeah.
And, yeah. What was your old man complaint?
Oh, it's fucking hard, man. It's really hard. So, massive shout out to Kyle Adams. I got a message out of the blue from Kyle Adams, who gifted me this game, because I know this is his game of the year. He loves this game. And he's gifted it to me, and obviously Uncle Greg gets it as a Brucey bonus. So thank you very much, Kyle. I have sent him a thank you message, and he's awesome. So I've tried that. I tried it twice because it's Play Anywhere. So I've downloaded it on PC, and playing this with a keyboard and mouse is not good. It's not good at all. I really, really struggled. So I left that alone, and I thought, right, I'll try it on the Xbox. I've tried it today on the Xbox, and I'm still no good, but it's a little bit easier. I had to change the default layout of the controller because fire is on the X button, and I found that really hard to jump as well. I text Kim, and Kim says, yeah, she changed it. So
right trigger.
Yeah. So I've got that on trigger. I've got the paddle as the lock, so you stop moving to shoot. But, yeah, this game is balls hard. It is so hard. There's one of the perks you get where you can add an extra health thing, but it reduces the damage you cause. And I activated that, and in the end I had to turn that back off because it meant you had to shoot some of the enemies more than once to kill them, and it was affecting the game quite bad.
What I would suggest to you is do not put this onto the easier mode.
And I haven't.
No.
Yeah.
No, because you do. It really isn't any easier.
No,
you don't get a lot of the achievements, and all you do is get one extra life. Really, is it's the main thing there. So you really want to play it on the standard normal mode. Well,
I am going to persevere with it.
Yeah, do you know what? You rage quit. Okay, but that's what's going to happen. This is this is a Super Meat Boy esque, where I think you can. You can maybe only play almost a level at a time.
Yeah.
And then you've had enough.
I'll tell you what it did do well, until I got to the point where if I thought, fuck this, I'm turning it off for a bit. I kept going, right, one more go. And this was on the first run and gun section. I found that quite fun. I like to run and gun a bit because it's a learning curve because the enemy's always coming at the same spot just about. So it was learning where they all come and that. And I got used to that a little bit, but I still didn't get to the end. And then I tried the
imagine getting the achievement of...
without getting hit?
Pacifist.
No.
The pacifist achievement, not killing anything?
Nope.
No.
Oh,
I think Kyle's got all the achievements on this now.
He's working his way through
them. Beast, yeah.
Kyle's but a you beast.
Went, but you mm-hmm. went from the frying pan
into
the fire.
Well, just one last thing on Cuphead. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's
beautiful, and the
beautiful
soundtrack
game.
Is class.
Yeah.
Really lovely.
Kim, out of curiosity, real quickly, Kim, how far are you into Cuphead?
Well, after I found out on the super easy level you don't get achievements or the contracts, I had to go back and start on the regular mode. So I've beaten the first one, which is the carrot and the onion.
Carrot.
Yep.
Carrot.
I've got that far, but that's the only one I've beaten so far. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not far behind you then.
There's been so much good stuff. There's just been so many good games.
Yeah.
You know?
So talking of game gifting, another one of our wonderful listeners, Matt, who is Empower343.
Oh, lovely.
And is also Angry Apples PH on the Xbox. He gifted me a game today. What a wonderful guy. He's gifted me a game and he put, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Sorry to hear about all your troubles you've had this year, but here's something to try to cheer you up. And he sent me the Mega Man Legacy Collection.
Wow, that's lovely.
Nice.
Yeah.
But I think... Yeah. Are the viewers and listeners trying to tell me something here? They're trying to drive me insane. This is another fucking game which is balls hard. And I never played the original Mega Mans. I never had a NES or anything. So it's obviously all retro 8-bit, which I don't mind because I do like the old stuff. And I've had a quick go of it, and it's pretty good. I've heard a lot about Mega Man and how good it is. And it is good, but yeah, it's rock hard.
Well, and this is the game that made... Duke from Veteran Gamers. What did he do? He smashed up his room and done something really wild as a kid.
Oh dear!
It really took him over.
Well, this collection contains the first six games, so there's six full games in there, which is awesome. And then there's a collection. Yeah, there's a collection two which has the later games, and then obviously there's that sequel. Well, not. The sequel where it's like a fan made. Well, one of the guys you used to work for him. It's not an official Mega Man one, is it? But,
yeah. Was it called Mighty Number 9?
Yeah. So.
Well, that's lovely of Empire to do that. I've been gifting a few things this week, but it's been refunked. I've been gifting it around this first service. So if you check your Xbox feed and if you're in the UK. You might see a little refunk for me here and there, because Greg can't do it because he's just
I the game was fine up until I got stuck. That was the only problem. I got stuck.
it's just like a 15-minute chill. It's like Netflix and chill.
Yeah,
it really is cool.
until you get stuck.
yeah. Look, so it's the gifting's nice. I wish. No, Greg, when I gift something to Mark, you get the benefit of that, but I'd love to be able to gift stuff to Kim and Nicole and Fraser. But
international gifting needs to happen.
There is a way of doing that, Robin.
Well, hi.
What you could do is you could PayPal the money to Greg, and then Greg could gift it to Kim or Nicole.
That's also true.
There's something curious seems to happen. When I gift, say, like, refunked again, so done to somebody last night, it goes into my download queue again.
All right, that's weird.
That is weird.
And I'm not quite sure if you gift it that you actually get it yourself as well. I'm sort of thinking that if you don't own it, I'm kind of thinking that might... I'm going to have to test that and see it again, because I think that actually might happen. That if you gift it, if you don't own it, you get it as well. I'm not 100% sure. That might be crap, but it's weird that it's the way it's appearing in my download queue again, so...
Interesting.
Kim, you've sadly been busy with stuff,
yeah,
and you haven't managed to get a lot of gaming done this week at all. Did you dream about gaming?
I thought this was a new game you've played, because in the show notes you've put nothing. I thought this was a game I've not heard of before.
Nothing.
Although I am kind of interested into playing Wildlands and seeing if I can't track down the Predator.
Yeah.
Even though
Greg's been playing
he'll
that.
Kill me
I'm down for the co-op on that. Four-player co-op.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah, maybe Santa Claus. I don't know. There's presents under the tree, and maybe my son has done something nice there. It'd be lovely.
Well, we can only help.
even if he hasn't done something nice, I have a feeling he's getting it.
I don't know. I honestly have no idea. It would be
Santa Claus. Only Santa knows.
Okay, so that's our gaming.
Indeed.
We've played some games. We've played new games. We've played games that are hot, PUBG. And we've played like some experimental stuff, and we've played nothing. So let's jump into some news, please.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, as well as PUBG selling a million in 48 hours, Microsoft is all testing a new feature that's going to allow mobile users to enter Xbox Live party chat on their phones. Okay.
Basically, this hasn't been an official announcement, but the tech's currently available to anyone who downloads the Xbox Beta app, and it sounds straightforward as you think. When it's still in beta, because it's still in beta, it allows the Xbox app for party chat when you're away from your console. Now, this is mainly on Android phones. The beta app isn't available on iOS yet.
I'll take that, Apple. Yeah, bam! Yeah.
But yeah, apparently, theoretically, you can use this to do party chat if you don't want to use your Xbox for party chat for whatever reason. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Raising my hand, it's just a commentary. This really shouldn't be surprising, because, right now, Robin is on his phone, and we are on Skype. We're all on our computers. This is same technology. So, good. Yeah, I'm happy.
In the article, it's the main sort of like reference it puts to is like when you're playing cross-system games like Minecraft, that's when it comes into its own. So if you're playing on the Switch...
That makes sense.
Someone's on the Switch, someone's on the PC, someone's on the Xbox. All three can chat away and communicate, so... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, this was Discord. Noticed by some Reddit users.
Discord.
Yeah, but
it's a really good thing called Discord.
Yeah, I suppose because Discord's on the phone as well. Yeah.
It's but fantastic. This is, have you?
Not, I think Microsoft want Discord? Microsoft want a piece of that pie, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, some Reddit users found this in the patch notes.
So that's good. So, it's going to be useful, I suppose. I don't think it's something I'm going to use a lot, but yeah, it'll be useful. Okay, we already touched on this about Ghost Recon Wildlands and Predator Special. It's to do with a release as part of the Jungle Storm update for Ghost Recon Wildlands when it's released on December the 14th.
Yeah, it's already
and
out,
A part of that is starting on December the 14th and until early in January, all the players of Ghost Recon Wildlands will be able to face the Predator in the game's ultimate hunt. This new special challenges is playable solo, or you can play it up to four-player co-op, and it is the most difficult fight of all Ghost Recon of Wildlands. So when you defeat the Predator, you're going to get drops of special reward items, a Predator mask, which will be pretty cool, and of course Predator vision. You can just see all the infrared and ultraviolet and all this stuff there. You know, that's going to be cool. And I fancy tracking down a Predator and a team of four people. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, right.
So, and there's going to be a Predator and sort of inspired PvP class as well. So, I mean, is that free? Is that a free update?
It is a free update. Yes, free DLC. This is promoting, by the way. It's going to tie into. There's a new Predator movie coming.
Yeah, okay. I was just going to say there's a new Predator movie coming. Yeah. And the first movie is fantastic. I love the first movie.
Yeah, so
the second is so well. It really does.
The other two, not so much. The first movie is superb.
Part of me is going, why? Just leave it the hell alone. I mean, they've done Alien versus Predator and all those crappy things.
Well, I've heard it's not a reboot. It's actually another sequel following on from Predator 2 from when they came into the city. So that's what I've read.
Yeah, like Danny Glover.
Yeah,
and the other guy from the other guy, Nick Nolte.
Yeah,
Nick Nolte.
No, mm-hmm. Gary Busey was in it, but his son is in the new one. Yeah, whatever. Busey.
Yes,
and who was in the second one as well? That other chap who was in Aliens as well, and he died recently. He was in.
Yeah.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah, yes. Bill Paxton. He was in it too, as sort of the slick cop guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you know what? They were in the vein of RoboCop, the second sequels in that sort of late 80s sort of stuff, which over the top clothes and everything.
Yeah. Two had moments of goodness. It was really held back by bad story writing. But I mean, overall, I thought Danny Glover actually kind of worked in the movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could make a really good mashup of RoboCop 2, Predator 2, and what else? Demolition Man.
Home Alone.
If you mashed it, Kevin, the fuck is this thing upstairs?
The Predator comes into your house and this red hot high end comes flying into his face. Yeah, that'd be good,
wouldn't it? It's not your brother's spider, it's a Predator. Oh, dear. Anyway. Okay, Battlefield Bad Company 3 rumors have surfaced. Some YouTuber who did not cement his head in a microwave called Almighty Dog. He doesn't have a lot of videos on his channel, but he's notable for correctly revealing details on DICE's Battlefield at least 1 month before it was actually announced. So now he's claiming that DICE's next project is the long-awaited Battlefield Bad Company 3. Nine.
Yeah, and I thought I saw this was debunked. I thought I saw something countering saying, it was not, in fact, Battlefield Bad Company 3, but it was just going to be the next Battlefield game.
Possibly this was on CNN. Right. It wasn't on Fox News, so we're not quite sure.
I think we need to wait for further confirmation before we can.
So it is a rumor, and we state that this is a rumor. Then again, if it comes, fantastic. If it doesn't come, what the hell? There's still plenty of other stuff to play.
So much
stuff. Also true.
Yeah, yeah. Funny, speaking of sort of internet personalities, we were inviting Larry, Major Nelson, into our PUBG game the other night, weren't we, Mark, there? But sadly, he couldn't make it. So, but we did send the invite to him. But maybe... He'll. I'm looking for a fourth player in PUBG, and I thought, look, I'll fire an invite off to Larry and see if he pops in. Wouldn't it have been anyway? What the hell? Okay, here we are. Do we have a quiz tonight?
We do. We do, in fact, have a quiz.
Okay, Greg, you're doing quiz. Jason Johnson is back.
Yay!
That's super duper. And as Greg rattles around, Jason Johnson gives Greg credit. So for last year and for all of this year, Jason has been fantastic supporting the podcast, sending us in trivia questions. Now, if you guys out there listening to us want to send us trivia questions and or any questions for any of us or about gaming industry or about what we do in our part-time and when Mark's trying to find a T-shirt like he has in PUBG, or anything whatsoever, please send it either to Twitter at @OC_podcast. Yeah, @OC_podcast on Twitter. Or you can email us at podcast@ocpod.com. And if you send us a question, we'll read it out and give you a nice shout out. So, that's lovely.
There you go.
So do we have a quiz?
We do. We have a quiz. We have a quiz.
Rob.
To Jason Johnson. Hold on. Happy birthday to Jason Johnson. He's out celebrating his birthday with his wife.
His wife's birthday.
Oh, you were incorrect, Mark. Jason confirmed this with
all right.
It's his birthday with his wife.
I misread it.
It's his birthday with his wife?
He's celebrating his birthday with his wife. Not his birthday. Anyway. So happy birthday.
So hold on, is it his wife's birthday as well?
No, I'm confused.
It's Jason Johnson's birthday. He is out celebrating his birthday with his wife. I know this right.
Who's on first base?
I don't know.
Going out for with my wife for my birthday. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. That was a very important point.
So why are you wearing a dress then, Jason? I don't understand why you sent a picture of you in a dress, but yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, the hair transplant went really well. In fact, so well, it's actually down at the back of his back now with hair. So, yeah, so the dress goes with the hair.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do this. Quiz time.
Yeah.
And can I just say, drinking alcohol for the first time in a year, I had to go to the toilet.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I had to go to the toilet.
That's the funny thing.
I can't hold it. I had to go to the loo. Sorry.
Run, little man, right. Run.
You go and do your thing. And we'll talk about the things that are happening out there right now. And Kim, your dulcet tones are going to tell us about the new releases that are coming this week. The list is
Have we not got a quiz?
We do have a quiz.
But you need to go and have a pee.
No, I've just said I've just gone. That's why I disappeared.
You disappeared?
Did you disappear?
What?
Why did you disappear?
Whoops. Okay.
None of us saw you disappear, Mark.
I went 2 minutes and I disappeared. You didn't even miss me. I'm invisible. Well, I'm invisible.
If you can just... Yeah, you are. If you can just hold off... Kim, what is the new releases? You can take an S off that if you want to.
Okay.
We have one new release for December 16th through the 22nd, and it is Tiny Metal. Really? Tiny Metal?
Wow. And that is the biggest thing that is happening this week in gaming. It really is. It's really odd what makes this list now, Greg.
Yes.
Because there are so many games released on... I'm sure with PlayStation, we're talking about consoles, because we don't really talk about PC stuff that's being launched. But every week and every few days, there are new titles appearing on the Xbox Store.
Yeah. So let's clarify. So this is a list. We pull this from Game Informer. So they, at the beginning of the year, every year, they put out a release calendar window, and they update it through the course of the year. But this is... basically, games that either get sent to them that they know are getting released, or things that publishers have out there that so they it's very obvious of what's getting released.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of small indie games that never make this list that will get released. We won't talk about them because they just kind of come in and they get released, and nobody knew the better that they were coming out the week they came out.
And do you know what? Part of it is now is. See, with the Xbox Store, you can find some lovely little gems in there.
Mm-hmm.
Some lovely... I mean, the game that I'm playing at the moment, which is a bit like Ori and the Blind Forest. Damn it, what is it called? Seasons After Fall.
Yeah, I had that on PC as a humble bundle. I gave it away to Max Faded, yeah. It looks really good.
It's a lovely little game. Yeah. Really nice.
Bridge Constructor's only a couple of quid at the moment, so I might be sending people a copy of that. But
yeah.
That's cool.
Well, there you go. All right, Uncle Greggles, let's get back to the quiz after Mark has done his pee in his bag. The catheter is in. He didn't even get up off his seat. He just went, warm.
Yeah.
What's our quiz, Greg?
All right, quiz time. Here we go. Mark,
yes.
Give me a soundbite.
Oh, God, hang on. Wrong screen.
Trivia questions in from Jason Johnson. Thank you very much. Love it.
Blame Canada.
All right, here we go. First quiz question. By the way, it has been settled. Mark, you won.
Whoa!
Yeah. Mark is the big winner. There's no point in putting up a charade moving forward. He beat everybody.
Mark, you win the fight to Los Angeles this time round. I won them last year, so this year you've won them.
I can pick my XLF t-shirt up while I'm over there and care.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, here we go. First question. This is for your own personal integrity. This is the integrity quiz.
We're all knackered, aren't we?
Rice, fig me. I'm definitely screwed.
Amy Rose is a character from which popular franchise? Amy Rose is a character from which popular franchise? Is it A, Super Mario, B, Sonic the Hedgehog, C, Mega Man, or D, Five Nights at Freddy's? Amy Rose is a character from which of these popular franchises? Is it A, Super Mario, B, Sonic the Hedgehog, C, Mega Man, or D, Five Nights at Freddy's? Mark, if you...
So I need your answers after three. Three.
Something in my mind just rings a bell with this, so I'm going with my gut feeling.
Dick move.
It's a dick move. It's a dick move.
Yeah, I should have that back in, shouldn't I?
We've got two people saying B, Mark and Kim, which is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I have
and
that might be.
Robin has said D, Five Nights at Freddy. Now, I can real quickly eliminate Super Mario. I think we all knew that that was not one of these. So A is out. I can also tell you that C, Mega Man, is out. So that means one of – well, either the two of you are right or Robin is right.
One of us is right.
Enough. Somebody's going to be right here, and that somebody happens to be two people. It is, in fact, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wasn't that the controversy where Sonic was dating her and people were saying, you can't have a hedgehog dating a human. Is that the
yeah.
one?
God,
yeah.
you have a prick everywhere.
Oh, the life. What?
What? What?
Yeah, well, Dan gets a point as well.
And Dan gets a point.
Yep.
All right. A tougher question. Here we go. Get your bootstraps ready.
Yep.
What year was Sid Meier's Civilization first released? What year did Sid Meier's Civilization first release?
The first one.
Was it 1995, B, 1991, C, 1993, or D, 1998?
Sorry, would you just read those again, please?
Absolutely will. We'll read through them two more times. What year did Sid Meier's Civilization first come out? The original Civilization. Was it A, 1995, B, 1991, C, 1993, or D, 1998?
Okay.
And your choice is A, 1995, B, 1991, C, 1993, and D, 1998. And, of course, the question is, what year was Sid Meier's Civilization first released?
So I need your answers after three. Three.
Dick move, Robin. That's a dick move.
Yeah, that's moved into PUBG now.
Okay.
I kind of think that this... I remember started playing with PCs just around the time that you and I started to go out, and that we were married in 97, and I kind of think I was about a bit before that. Okay, yeah, that's my thought process on it. Yeah, okay.
Was there any other thought processes to this, Mark or Kim? Anything that or was this just random guessing?
I thought it was either B or C.
Yeah,
so.
I know it's on the very early PC on the old 286. So.
Okay.
286? Shit.
Yeah, or 386, right. Whatever, yeah.
Geez, you're old.
Yeah, I know.
Just throw that out there. Yeah.
I can tell you now that it was not 1998, so D is not a correct answer.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I can also tell you that, unfortunately, Mark and Kim, it was not...
Ooh.
1993.
Dan got it right, didn't he? He was early, wasn't it?
So now it's down to either Robin right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
See, it might have been DOS-based. It was maybe really old. I think it was DOS-based originally.
So what I can tell you is that Robin is, in fact, incorrect. And it was 1981.
Wow.
It is 91. Holy crap. Yeah, DOS based. That's right. Yeah, flip me. Yep. Get that bat file going. Wow.
They'll be damned.
Well.
They'll be damned.
Dan got that one as well.
First
one. First question you got right. And well done to, I'm sure, somebody out on the internet's got that right.
Very good. Those are good questions, Jason. I like those ones.
Yep.
Those were good. Those are really good. Okay, so we're coming around again with nice new monthly freebies, and now we're in the second week of that. Again, Kim, I love you doing this. Would you do this again?
Sure. For the Xbox One, your free games are Warhammer End Times Vermintide. That's available December 1st through December 31st on the Xbox One, of course. And now we have Back to the Future, the game 30th Anniversary Edition. That is available now through January 15th. On the 360, Child of Eden is no longer, so we have Marlo Briggs and the Mask of Death, which is available December 16th through December 31st on the Xbox One and the Xbox 360, or 350, apparently.
The old 350.
Yeah, the old 350. You know, runs
really well. It's an import from Korea.
Probably. For your PS Plus for this month, we have Darksiders 2, the Definitive Edition for the PS4, Kung Fu Panda, Showdown of the Legendary Legends, also for the PS4, Until Dawn, Rush of Blood, PS Plus Bonus, PSVR Required. That's you for the PS Plus Bonus. Also a Playlink. Yeah, that is you, yes. X-Blaze, Lost Memories for the PlayStation 3, Siberia Collection, also for the PS3. Forma 8 for the PS Vita and PS4, and Wanted Core for the PS Vita.
Thank you very much. So, look, you know what? If you don't have a lot of dosh, but you still have your PS Plus and your Xbox Live, you've got games to play over Christmas time. And hopefully Santa Claus will bring you something new. But there's something in there that you'll find that you'll get at least 10 minutes pleasure from. look, as far as our playdates are concerned, PUBG seems to be the thing right now. Wildlands seems to be the thing right now. PUBG, please come and play if you've got it. And if you don't got it, go get it. Because all the fun's happening out there in PUBG land at the moment.
Yeah, we've played with a few community members who I've not played with before. It's been great. And Easy Does It's been joining us and that.
Yeah, with Chopper Kelly.
Chopper Kelly, yeah.
We've been doing a lot with Stan, Fraser's son, and Charlie, I think, has been playing with you, my son. And Stan and Charlie are quiet and demure. They never talk a lot.
Not at all.
They don't lead you towards death whatsoever. Sorry about that. Okay, moving on to our Victory Achieved competition. It's coming very soon. Probably next weekend would be probably when we're thinking. It's wrapping up on the 31st of December. So we'll maybe announce that on Christmas Eve. That might be a nice thing to do a bit early. Don't know. Yeah. So what Victory Achieved is, if you don't freaking know by now, where have you been? So for new listeners, when you finish a game to the credits, when they're rolling up the screen, it's great. Finish your games. It's important. You paid for them. Finish them. Take a selfie with the credits in the background with your lovely smiling bodily parts in the camera, and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag Victory Achieved, and it'll be retweeted. You'll get your moment of fame. We'll read it out on the show, and you're entered automatically into a draw to win $20 or £15 gift card for PSN, XBL, Steam, Nintendo, whatever you want. If you want a voucher to go and get a massage, I'm sure we could organize that somewhere. You know, but whatever. We're not too fussy what you do with it, as long as you're having fun. And this week, the people that finished games, the wonderful Empire343, he finished Titanfall 2 and thoroughly enjoyed it. Dastardly Jabby and his beau, Diddy Gamer, finished Gears of War 4. Kyle Adamski finished The Last of Us, which is something I must do. It's terrible of me.
Me too.
Viva La Pedros. Viva La Pedros finished Portal. Denok TQ, he finished Need for Speed, and he also finished Call of Duty World War 2.
Is that the latest Need for Speed he's finished?
Must be. God help him.
Right. I've heard a lot of bad things about that, yeah.
God bless you, my child. Why did you do that? Mark Annex, he finished Far Cry Primal.
Finally.
Still on the run. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the wonderful John Mouse and his even more wonderful fiancée, Tess Humphrey, finished Filthy Lucre, which is something I hadn't heard of and had to look it up.
Is that a game or is that a bedroom activity?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Sounds an awful lot like Filthy Lycra, and I don't know what that is either.
Yeah, do you know what, John? You're engaged. Enjoy it. Yeah, because after that happens, Yeah. Gunslinger X 1983, he finished Far Cry 4. And Daniel Flecky 90, the man that you would not want to meet in a alleyway if you'd done something bad against him, because he would beat the hell out of you, even though he doesn't look terribly big and
small and insignificant. Yeah. Ways that, yeah,
he's a super kung duper fu master, isn't he? Guy. Yeah. he finished Wolfie, the Wolf Among Us, and there was lots of wolves in it, or only one wolf, but he
Where's
was pretty
Wolf
cool.
Among Us 2? Where's the second one?
Next year.
Yeah, they're not. Nah.
Yeah, I'm worried about
I don't
that.
Know.
Game.
I don't know if you'll see it.
Yeah.
I can't see it. I can't imagine it's going to happen. So, those are the victory achieves for this week.
Don't play the sound effect yet, Mark. Play it yet.
Okay.
I just want everybody listening, when you finish a game, okay, when you've completed it and you're thinking about taking your selfie picture and you're getting yourself up there and you're wanting to submit this for the contest, I want you to instantly think of this soundbite. You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved.
Do you know what? You've just spoiled every game for everyone forever. If you think, when I finish that game, I'm going to think of that. Automatically, when I see credits now, I hear that in my head.
I love it. And you know what? That's what I want. I want everybody to think of that sound and just grab onto it.
And shake him until his head bleeds. Yes. Okay, look, I don't have no idea what time it is because I'm sitting on the floor in a room with a phone to my ear.
Nearly 1 a.m.
Okay, so let's start to get this thing wrapped up a wee bit. We've got some closing notes here. So the chat has been going. I want someone while I'm chatting here to look up who's been in the chat. We've had people in there. So if you want to sort of chitter in, like you've heard Dan mentioned earlier on there, you can. We have a live chat going on in the live broadcast. And you go to twitch.tv/OC podcast or mixer.com/OC podcast. And you think you can do it on YouTube as well. And that's usually really, really spot on at 11 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m.
Usually.
West. Yeah, 3 p.m. West Coast, 6 p.m. in the East Coast. And if you're in Bali in Indonesia, it's at 8 a.m. in the morning. Please tune in and have a bit of crack with us. Who's been in the chat tonight?
We've had Martin's been in the chat, Hardly Dan, who also says Black Flag, Assassin's Creed Black Flag is free on Origin at the moment. Uplay at the moment, so PC gamers can play free as well.
Go get it.
We've also had Sarah, RCGC's been in there again.
I love Sarah.
Yeah, she's always supporting us, she's brilliant. We've had a bit of a spam month of awesome dating site, I think that's right.
Keep that one from me.
Anyway else,
Tinder, baby.
Oh, Justin.
Tinder.
Justin's been in there, who's Nasty Throwdown. He's got Wildlands as well. He wants to play Colt with us, Greg.
Alright. Done.
What else have we had? Scrolling. Bad for time. That's about it, I think. Yeah, but yeah, thank you everyone for being there.
Those people that are in the chat, the people that are in the chat right now, this is a shout out to you. If you've never left the OC podcast a review on iTunes, yeah, go do it. Do that. Tonight, before you go to bed, give us a wee review if you have never done it. We would love to have that. Because
would we even know? Because no one checks him.
I know.
Well, the last time they were checked was the 19th of November 2016. So, please, we check it at least once a year. In fact, that's now over that time. But we would. Yeah, it would be nice to do it. It gets... When you give a review on iTunes, it sort of puts you up. iTunes recognizes it, and when you search for a gaming podcast, we start to appear a bit more in the search. Now, we love our listeners, and we've got loads of listeners, but we love more. So, as far as it's concerned, we have Xbox Clubs as well. We have them on PS4 and the Xbox, and we have a really good group on Steam, and we have a server on Discord. So if you go to discord.ocpod.com, you can go along and chat, and that's lively enough as well. And some of the stuff ways you can contact us comes from a very, very, very nice lady.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
And that's nearly it. That really is nearly it. We've nearly done another show.
Holy moly.
Holy moly. Kim.
Yes.
Who would you like to say hello to in Kimland?
Definitely you guys, because you hung in there while I got this thing up and running yet again, because I think the last update screwed it up somehow. I don't know. I'll work it over tomorrow and see what I can find out. Otherwise, I'd like to thank our Shatters for coming along for another week. You know, you guys are the reason we do this, so thanks for coming along. Trying to think. Other than that, Santa Claus! You know, I've been really good this year, and I realize I have a nice new house and all that. But, you know, if you could bring me something good, that would be awesome, too. So, please?
What would you really like, Kim?
It's probably not nice to say on here, so we'll skip that part. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
She would like a very handsome repairman to come to her front door.
Yeah, yes. if we could make that
live
happen,
the fantasy.
That would be great. Anyway.
Get you a bunny.
Close, yeah. Robin. That's very close.
Not the same, but all right. Anyway, on to you, Mark.
I want to shout out Kyle Adams and Matt, Empower343, for the awesome gifts you've sent us. Absolutely really appreciate it. You don't have to do that, but it's really appreciated, and it's so nice when that happens. And also to Dorian, welcome back to the UK. And I can't wait to meet up with you. He's gone through a lot of crap again, but he's still staying strong. Hi. He's a strong person. He's a wonderful guy. I've known him a long time now, nearly 10 years. And I can't wait to meet you. So, yeah, over to you, Robin. Or Greg, whoever.
It would technically be me, because this is Robin's Robin, show.
Yeah, I know. That's why when I said Robin, in my head, I went, oh, shit, strong person.
Well, my first shout-out is for Robin. Robin, thank you for jumping on.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, sorry.
The chaos that was happening at the start of the show. Everything that was supposed to happen did not. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. My gamertag namesake certainly came to play. Murphy's Law was in full effect today.
For those in the UK, that's the equivalent of Sod's Law. Yeah.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
But Robin, no, thank you. Truly thank you for jumping in. I know you weren't planning on it.
No, it's funny, because it's where I'm running. I mean, I'm on my phone. I'm not out in the studio.
Right.
But funny, where I'm sitting right now is where it happened. It is where
what happened?
I'm sitting in where the mic collapsed, where everything went to hell in a handbasket. I'm sitting in the same spot. It just struck me there that, I'm looking at the windowsill that the mic was clamped onto badly. Yeah.
Excellent.
Hey Greg, no problem. Look, this is a nice little team, and we like to do this and get our podcast out every week. We hardly ever miss, like maybe once a year, Fraser.
But thank you, Robin, for that.
It's important. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no, definitely. Thank you, and Mark, of course, thank you for getting this all together tonight. Kim, thank you for figuring it out. I also would like to shout out, Empower and Kyle Adams for the gifts for you, Mark, because obviously when you benefit, I get friends with benefits. I'm just saying. I want to shout out Gary DeFelice. Mr. DeFelice and I had some go at PUBG and had a great, great time together playing some PUBG on the Xbox. So those who think I hate Gary in real life, I do not. He's a good friend.
I've got another shout out, and this is to Gary as well. The lads in the PC PUBG group have convinced me to get GTA 5 on the PC because it's mega cheap at the moment. That game is so good on PC. Anyway, that's a different story. And last night, I was just about to go to bed, and I get this message off, Gary, do you want to jump on for a bit? So me and Gary did the tutorial missions, and we were joined by Sean, who's our PUBG pal, and he was absolutely pissed as a new, and it was so funny. It was hilarious. So, just big shout-out to those two for having a laugh last night. So, yeah, sorry, carry on. Close the show.
No, it's okay. My next shout out is for Doritos. I'm hoping that my code is a winner.
I'm shouting out Bailey's.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's getting to my name.
Shout out to my Los Angeles Chargers that are playing in just under 30 minutes against the evil, evil, evil Kansas City Chiefs.
What? They're not evil. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Tell him, Kim.
Evil. Evil.
Yeah.
No. Going down. Game.
Yeah. Okay.
And, yeah, well, outside of that, I think I'm going to turn it over to you, Robin. Take us out.
Yeah, I have to sort of shout out the Cardinals because they have a crucial game tomorrow evening. And they're playing the Washington Redskins, and they got to win this. If they don't win this, they're in the Bronco land, which we're already out. You know, they're out long ago. They're just not good enough. But I'm hoping that they can keep it together because there's three or four teams there that are all pretty equal in my league. So I'm hoping the Cardinals can pull one out of the bag with their pensioners and tomorrow night. And tomorrow evening as well, I'm going to see Star Wars. So Charlie's birthday celebrations continue, and we have the tickets booked for tomorrow evening. So can't wait for that because I hear it's very interesting.
Yeah. My nephews come up between Christmas and New Year, so we'll be going between then with my nephews. I did last time when we saw The Force Awakens. Yeah.
So can't wait for that. I want to shout Nicole, Darren Babes, come on, I want to hear your dulcet tones. So Nicole, we'll be speaking to you very soon, I'm sure. And to everyone I've insulted this week, I hope you just are happy and not too insulted, because life goes on. And if I insulted you, I didn't really mean to insult you, I just meant to have a bit of fun with you. And that's as much as I'm going to say about that. I hope everybody has a fantastic and wonderful gaming week. Thank you very much for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. We will see you for one more show before Santa Claus comes. And thanks to everyone out there, and thanks to all the podcast team. And it's been a nice surprise tonight for me to get on. So, see you next week. Goodbye. Yeah,
see you next week for the Christmas show.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.